Yo, what's up, thinkers? Some stuff messed up, so yeah, we're gonna just land you right where, like 18 minutes or so into the pod. Or if you want to listen to more, you know, we got Spotify, we got Apple Podcasts, we got all that. So make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend, and yeah, enjoy.
Oh, I'm ready to shit in different places. I feel like I need to shit in nature, but I want a beautiful scenery when I'm shitting, like a beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like I'm outside. The birds are chirping, and I'm looking, like, my face is just like this, and I'm looking, and I'm just taking the best shit of my life. And, you know, sometimes shit feel good. Like, I want a good, like, one of them good, solid shit.
Okay,
shits.
I don't want to get too much into shit.
Right, but
you talking about outside?
Outside, and, like.
So a snake can bite you in your ass. And don't get me wrong, I know we shitted outside at one point, but yeah. So a snake can bite you in your ass, so while you out there, the mosquitoes can be tearing your ass up, or flies, and all them fucking insects, the moment they smell
shit. It's fertilizer.
Shit, exactly. And the moment them fucking flies and insects smell shit, they're going to go straight for your asshole.
I just feel like it will be a beautiful scene for me. You know how people want to have sex in different variations? I want to have sex in a beautiful scene. I want the mountains to look like a, what is that, water avion or avion? I want it to look like that.
Who is we shitting outside? How like did y'all say this we shit?
Cause I mean, I'm saying humans. Like humans, we shit it outside. Like we ain't always have indoor we bathrooms did. And stuff. Okay. So at one point, we was all outside, you know, mm-hmm. in a fucking slit trench or whatever. And you would do your thing. And when you go camping, you know, for the most part, that's what you got to do too. So whatever lifestyle you trying to live, you might have to shit outside. If I'm a shit, I want to shit in an outhouse or something.
Nah, that don't
like
do it for
the
me.
The privacy of shit.
I don't like the privacy. I like the, I want to be like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I like the privacy of shitting, like, of course, with a porta potty and shit like that. Cause there's some people, like, if you ever sat next to, like, some people, it's like,
in the fucking bathrooms? Like,
yeah, like, you'd be like, damn, I ain't going through it like that. But, like, I'm going through it, but I ain't going through it like that.
I feel like more people need bathroom courtesy, especially when I say more people, specifically the whites.
You're so fucking.
For real, cause it's just, they have a habit of, like, if I'm in the bathroom and I'm shitting, you don't come into that next stall, especially if there are multiple stalls.
That rule don't apply. That rule applies
why
when you're
fuck?
In a urinal.
No,
that rule
it,
does
it
not
still
apply
applies.
When
if there are multiple empty stalls and I'm in that first stall and I'm shitting, why the fuck are you coming into the second one? You need to be a couple. Why? Will you want to mix the smells or something? Then I got to smell your shit. Like, it's bad enough I'm already in there smelling my shit. Why are you coming to sit next to me while I'm taking a shit? Why? That is so invasive. It's like
in a public restroom.
Yes, go move over. You have other options.
No,
because what are you doing?
No, I will accept. I will accept the urinal thing. You know what I mean?
So like you go when you going into the bathroom. You go choose to sit next to somebody who already shitting.
Yeah,
that is nasty. What's wrong? What's your thought process?
It's an open stuff.
No,
it's a funky good time.
I'm not. I'm sorry. Once. Because even in the bathroom, I'd rather wait till people come out for the most part, unless I really just got to go. But, like, I don't like that. Because then I have to hear you shit, too. That makes me uncomfortable. And then I have to smell that. The moment I hear that, then the smell comes up, and I'm in this bitch angry because why you did not have to sit next to me, my nigga?
I don't know. I think I don't see you. You know what I mean? It's like it's like a shitty glory hole. Like, I don't.
Oh my God. What the fuck? What?
I don't get to see you. So it's a mystery. Like, whose legs are these? You know what I mean?
It shouldn't even be a mystery. You should be focused on shit and you should not be focused on who in the next door. I feel like, give me some personal space. And, like, I don't know. It's just weird to come sit next to another person while they on the toilet.
Yeah. That's valid. That's valid.
It's a lot of ass we talking about.
Yeah, we are talking about a lot of butt today. I want to shout out a perfect butt.
Who got a perfect butt?
You
got to stop
trying to
talk about yourself, bro.
Well,
this
is
not
listen,
the fucking platform.
I know.
Right now.
Listen.
Oh. That made me think about our conversation with Malik.
Oh, I was just talking. No, I do want to talk about that. Hold on. I was talking that shit about to my coworkers, and Malik got so offended. Because I'm like, yo, Malik, you don't got ass. And he got so fucking offended. Like, if you really look at Malik and people who know Malik, y'all would say, like, he has no ass. Like, sweatpants, yeah. Jeans. Malik is a white
flat
woman.
Back,
yeah. Flat
for
back,
sure.
Bored, everything. He got so mad. I was like, yeah, Vince got more ass than you.
Ass.
And he was like, no,
he definitely don't got more than me.
He was really.
We in there. I'm like, bro, your shit don't even move. It don't do this. It don't do that. That nigga was in there so serious. That's right. He was hurt. And I don't know why, because it's like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, growing up, somebody, I don't consider myself to, like, have, like, an enlarged butt the way that some men do. But, like, my little brother do, and he got made fun of.
Let me say that little motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up. He got made fun of. And so, growing up, I was always happy. I'm like, you know, I ain't got to get made fun of for having a big butt or weird shit. And that nigga was in there like, I got a fat ass. It's there. It's something.
He was really whiny about that shit. He was. But,
people don't like having flat asses.
They don't. Actually, before we even get to that, I did see something on, I seen something on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it was, you know, of course, the age old shit of, if you're a curvy big butt woman, you can't have a little dick.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, I'm just advocate for the little dicks. Okay, I'm gonna be an advocate. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be a little dick advocate. That's what we're gonna be. Well, I'm gonna be. Mm-hmm. Because not every man has size. You know, not every man doesn't have a baby leg. Not every man has. Can put their dick next to a fucking Febreze bottle or a remote.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, you might can put it next to a Roku remote. But it's not other cool things that you can do to please a woman. You can be her best eater. You can be her best food getter. You can eat ass. It's things that you can
do. I thought you were advocating.
I am. I am advocating because little dicks, like, you ever see, like, people that can get in, like, the little... the little things in the ceilings when they doing a spy mission. Sometimes that's probably what a little, dick,
little dick is.
Yeah, that's what a little dick is. Like, you probably, a big dick can't fit in certain mm-hmm. crevices, but a little dick can do hit angles mm-hmm. where they can be whatchamacallit. So I'm saying, if you got a little dick, don't worry about it. You can do other things. You can be the best. You can be a great man. You know what I mean? Fuck. What? I don't know. I don't know how to.
I don't know where you was going with that.
What the hell?
I would say, like, I don't know if you don't feel like you working with what you feel like you need to be working with, stop watching porn. Stop comparing yourself.
Porn will make you think your dick is little. I ain't gonna lie.
Really?
You grow up, you watch porn, and you watch niggas with dicks like this.
Like a big ass dick.
Even as a kid, you like.
Elephant trunk
while you still developing, you watching and you like, and again, we shouldn't be watching porn that young, but you watching and you comparing yourself and you like, oh, well, when am I and why is this and all of that. And those things do play a factor for sure. Mm-hmm. And then you get older and shit, either you was blessed or you wasn't blessed, or maybe you just got enough to stick in there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, everybody got their ups and downs, I guess. I don't know. You
might have big hands. To make your dick look small.
I feel like that was my problem. I feel like I don't have a small dick. I just want to say that. Okay. I don't. And I'm confident to say that.
I do.
No.
And that's why I'm advocating. I'm a small. And if I've ever sent you a picture, that was somebody. That was Photoshop. That was somebody else's. You know?
Like, no, for real, because I'm more confident now than what I was when I was younger. Because when you're younger, your hands is like, my hands have always been big, and so like I'm holding.
You are an abnormal child, big ass.
So I'm always holding it, and I'm comparing it, and I'm like, okay, I don't know. It's like it's weird, but then it's like you get to a point where like you start just whipping that motherfucker out, and you see a reaction, and you see like a there's a confidence that comes with that, and then I think also just being a little bit more secure with your body and just telling yourself like, you can't help your dick size. That's not something you can control or, you know, there's nothing you can do that's going to change the way your dick look unless you chop that bitch off.
Or you get the extension. Like, you can get girth in it.
Like a little thing. Like
Well, the pump, I don't think the pump works. Yeah, I don't think the pump works.
I don't know about that shit. I don't know. Just be comfortable with your dick, bro. You got to have some self-confidence. That's really what it takes. Just a little self-confidence. Look at your body and, I don't know, kind of look at your body naked. I feel like that helps and just become a little bit more comfortable.
Cry. But I ain't going to lie. Like, it's not fair for, like, you know, you can be, like, a great person. But, like, if the deal breaker be, like, if you got a little dick, you're the shittiest person on the planet at that point. Like, it's like, yeah. But your dick is a little, like, all right, put it to you like this. A girl, mm-hmm. she's ugly in the face, but her ass is fat. Ass fat can trump any fucking thing in the world. Oh, she don't take care of her kids, but man, her ass fat.
I guess
that's the same thing. Like, let's look on our lovely board. I really want to know. Oh, there we go. I really want to know what's to Oprah. Now we were sitting. I know this is a powerful woman we're talking about here. I gotta really tread the fuck lightly.
Tread the fuck lightly. She shut all this shit down. She pay for this building and shut this shit down.
They never make it a den, Hollywood. Make sure that account is shadow banned. Make sure everything is up.
The crazy thing is, I used to really love Oprah and look up to Oprah up until I got on Twitter. Twitter is what fucked it up for me, Oprah.
So other people's opinions fucked up Oprah.
No, not other people's opinions. Other people bringing facts and bringing
how is that facts?
I would say bringing certain things to light. Monique, number one, brought facts to life.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna let you finish your point. I really hate the fuck out of Monique talks, like, about her husband. I don't
Daddy
know.
And
I don't like it either.
I don't like that either.
I hate that shit like is it. So nasty to me, and yeah. I don't like it, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
I think it's uncomfortable for me just because I don't understand. I think it's just nasty to refer to your partner as daddy, mommy, or whatever. I feel like it's incestuous. Like,
yeah.
You don't need to... That will make me so fucking soft and
yeah,
really fast.
Like, that's a turnoff.
I'm not your fucking father.
Like, daddy. Like, and he told me, he said, mama, I'm going to make sure you make it in Hollywood. And I said, daddy, you know what? I'm going to sit on that dick.
And it'd be different to me because, like, if y'all had kids together and y'all are talking, like, in that regards, because, like, I've heard people be like, oh, ask daddy or ask mommy, ask, and refer to them. That's very normal, but... Yeah, I spoke to my daddy.
Your kids is grown. Your kids is 30-ish.
It feels cultish. I
but
don't like it.
Monique did. She made a great point. She said a lot of motherfuckers are hating. They talking about our relationship, but it's just because y'all have not seen black people love like this and then love probably
ain't no
or whatever.
I do think that's what it is. Hell no,
I'm not talking about in regards to the daddy shit, but just in regards to their relationship, in regards to how everybody were making comments about him being present with all of this stuff with Tyler Perry, with Oprah, all of that, and people making comments and saying, why is he this close or why is he even in the middle of anything? And she proved the point, or not proved the point, but she made a great point and just said, why is that such a unfathomable? I don't even know if I said that shit right.
Stop with the big words, T.I.
I don't find a problem with, like, her husband being in, like, meetings and things like that. I feel like you need that support.
Right.
So I don't think it's nothing wrong with that. I really feel like it's the weird daddy shit.
Yeah.
That daddy shit is weird.
And, like, and at some moments, like, he talks for her all the time. Like, and she just be like,
But I mean, he knows what the fuck going on. And so it ain't like, even in that regard, I don't see nothing wrong with that because he knows what the fuck going on. And if she feels like, okay, there needs to be more at it, she can step in and she can add that. Monique ain't never gave off the impression that she's, like, timid or weak enough to not speak up for herself. So, you know, sometimes it's like, it's good to sit back and let your partner handle shit. That's the same way, like, if my order ain't come out right, I'm going to sit back and I'm going to let my girl tell them, like, how my shit wasn't right, even though I could sit up and do that.
I don't know. I never got that. Maybe because I haven't had a girl in a while, so I haven't had that luxury just yet.
One of the things that I struggle with as a big person, right, is not being taken seriously.
Okay.
In certain regards. And I remember telling motherfuckers, like, hey, one time, you know, I was low-key, like, being followed. I feel like I was being followed on my way home. One time I'm walking past this fat-ass cemetery. It's a long-ass walk. It's a couple blocks. It's, like, blocks and blocks. I'm walking, like, 30 blocks. And this fucking car keeps coming around, and it's literally dark as fuck at night, but it's a red car, and that bitch just keeps turning around, like, coming past me, and I'm like, I'm noticing it. And I text in my family group chat, I say, hey, y'all, like, I'm walking at such and such, I think somebody's trying to kidnap me, this and that. They're like, who trying to kidnap your big ass? And I was just like, Bitch, what the fuck? Big people can't be kidnapped. They talking about it's going to be a hassle. It's going to be this and that. Who trying to fight your big ass to get you into the car? And I'm like, nigga, I could literally get snatched at any fucking moment. Like, y'all not think big people are less desirable to get kidnapped or some shit?
I ain't going to lie. I thought I was an unattractive kid for not getting kidnapped. I feel like I've done, like.
You need to do healing. Because what
the fuck? In my damn mind. What like, the fuck? I ain't going to lie. Like, you really can't. Like, I mean, it's black kids that do get kidnapped, mm-hmm, don't get me wrong, but it was just like me, like you get the rules, like you get the instructions, don't look at nobody even if you know them. Like my aunts would be mad as fuck because I'd be like, I don't know you, who is, mm-hmm, you, like in broad public, like I just did not fuck around when it came to, mm-hmm, shit like stranger danger for real. So like as an adult I could, yeah, as an adult, that's well crazy. before I had a car I could get kidnapped.
I think as a kid I could definitely get kidnapped because I was very very friendly as a kid.
Hey, you want some candy? You want to rub this puppy? Sure.
Oh, if it was a puppy, mm-mm, you could probably get me now with a puppy.
I ain't gonna lie, you couldn't get me with material things. You couldn't get me with like you couldn't get me with candy, ice cream. No, now y'all was talking about that fucking machine shit earlier, the little ice cream machine. Uh-huh. That's probably was a get off back in the day because, mm-hmm, kids gonna follow that fucking truck. Mm-hmm. Oh. That should have been the thing. That's why pedophiles don't think.
Oh. What do you mean? Nope. Motherfuckers was definitely using ice cream trucks to kidnap kids. Them niggas was definitely using ice cream trucks.
He right. Shit. Motherfuckers really don't think. Like, if you had a fucking something that would attract kids. I know this sounds really fucking crazy coming out my fucking mouth.
Because it sounds like you trying to give out instructions. No, I'm not trying to get out
instructions. You know what? I'll leave that alone. Okay, y'all niggas who do that, get creative. I don't know. Get creative, but you know what I mean. No.
You niggas who do that, drive your fucking van off the side of a cliff or something. There you go. Do the world a favor and just.
Get creative to kidnap kids. Crazy.
You know what the fuck I bet.
Nasty work.
I don't know. I don't think I was ever scared of really getting kidnapped for the most part just because I was always around my fucking family. And mm-hmm, I just feel like if a motherfucker tried to kidnap me, I would be okay. I'm like, I'm going to either beat your ass enough to where you're not going to fuck with me or I'm going to annoy you and you're going to have to just drop me off somewhere. And I had this thing that I used to practice because I saw it in a fucking movie. And so sometimes I would be in the back of the fucking car and I would be scratching my arm every time we like made a circle or not a circle, but like made a right. And that way I could trace myself back if I needed to.
Your
if I
was arm ever was blown. Fucked up of fucking I scratches.
Would just scratch. It'd be like a little ash or whatever. But if I was ever blindfolded, I was going to get back to where I needed to get back to.
What if they was just doing a whole bunch of donuts and shit?
I would have beat that because I would have noticed, like, nigga, we done went into four circles. I mean, we done made four rights. That's a whole circle.
I don't know. Keisha took a lot of risks for me being her only child. Like, she really just sent me off. Like, I was 8 years old taking, like, public transportation.
Oh, no.
And she trusted, like, it was people in the fucking back of the bus and some shit like that. And she was like, hey, and I seen them every day. Mm-hmm. Going to the bus to go to school. And she was like, hey, make sure my son gets, you know, to where he needs to go and shit like that. I was like, you had a lot of trust in fucking strangers. Like, but they could have just went, like.
You could trust people at one point, though.
That's the problem. Remember we seen all them documentaries and they thought they could trust that one dude that took their kid?
But no, they was dumb as fuck. Because how he fucking both of y'all and y'all don't think he fucking y'all
the
kid.
Mom, the dad.
What?
He took the daughter. The daughter fell in love. Like, it was a lot. That documentary was crazy.
It was some weird-ass shit.
I feel like I've seen it.
It was, because you probably did. The shit went viral because he was like, and I just didn't know what to do. So I was just jacking him off, and I was doing this, and then he was fucking my wife.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is wrong with y'all? How does nigga come in and fuck up all y'all? I definitely wouldn't. It would have been slow.
Like, seriously, though, like, my mom definitely had me, like, being babysit by a lot of people.
Well, I hate
and
it.
And all
though.
Those people could have been like weird.
Weirdest shit.
Like, my mama had me like getting babysit by somebody who was like a blood. That's crazy.
You were safe.
You were safe.
But you better put down that blue mic.
Yeah, you have a blue mic right now.
Look at you. You don't even know. And that blue hat. You said fuck where you came from.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fuck all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bark the bookies.
But, it's time for us to get a little serious for our listeners. I know we got a little serious mid-episode, but it's time for us to get a little serious for our mid, for our deep cut listeners. It's been a lot of controversy from my favorite rapper, and I'm tired of, you know, all these Philadelphians getting these gay allegations on them. And there's nothing wrong with gay people and the gay allegations, but it's just y'all targeting my favorite people at this point, which is Meek Mill and Will Smith.
Oh, Will Smith was in that?
No, not in that, but he just had gay allegations and shit.
Wildin'.
So, yeah, what did you want to give your little takes on Diddy and his little Diddy party?
Did you want to talk about it first? Talk about what Diddy
Well, I don't really know all the ins and outs, so I was just going to leave that to you.
Okay, so allegedly, I don't know. I've been on social media for these last few days, and allegedly there was a report that came out stating that there was video evidence of P. Diddy, whatever the fuck you want to call him,
Puff Daddy, Mr. Take That.
I don't know his
literally
real name.
Stop. Allegedly.
You are nasty. But he, the nigga, allegedly there's video of him and Meek Mill having sexual contact.
It's a video? I thought it was just in the...
It's allegedly there's a video of him and Meek Mill having sexual contact. Then there's also pictures or whatever of him being in the same places as minors or whoever. And, you know, people have been coming out and saying this is them or this ain't that or whatever. But I've been seeing a lot of conversation in regards to the Meek Mill and Diddy situation. And I've been seeing a lot of people make jokes and, like, you know, laugh at his expense. I've been seeing a lot of homophobia come out and just a lot of stuff. And I just, did anybody ever, I don't know, do we ever sit and think, bitch, why are you crying?
That shit is like, go ahead, bro. Go ahead. What the fuck?
That's it, damn. It's real out here.
It's like, do we ever just take into consideration the mental and emotional health of black men? Like, do we ever say, hey, is this nigga okay, instead of us coming straight for laughs and giggles and shit? Because to me, it wasn't funny. Like, I talked to my frat brothers about it. One of the first things I said was, you know, if this was some shit where he was fucking around and he was just doing what he was doing or whatever, cool, whatever, that's his business. But I'm like, if this is some shit where this is something he had to do in order to make his way up into the industry, that is very sad and horrific. Because again, why do people keep getting put in these situations where they have to do things, or you have to, you know, go against your integrity, whatever, in order to be able to elevate yourself, especially while dealing with people who look like you? I feel like that's very sad to have to even deal with that. And then I look at, I'm sorry, did you have something?
I did have something to add to that. Like, I've been seeing a lot of that on about, like, just Diddy in general. And everybody was like, we should have known. First of all, motherfuckers, we just became adults. We can't act like we knew what the fuck Diddy Facts. Was. To us as kids, as people as coming up, we thought Diddy was like the height of being successful. It was Jay-Z and then it was Diddy. So I can't be like, oh, I knew the signs all along. This is new news to me. Though.
Right.
Like, I mean, as I got older, the shit gets
crazy. You start to notice patterns.
Yeah,
and shit.
But it's just like, I just became an adult to notice some shit like that. Nigga, that's some shit my mom would be like on Twitter, or some shit would be on Facebook. Like, I knew it because when he was doing this with Biggie and all that shit, that's more.
That's how my mother-in-law is.
You know what I mean? Like, that makes more sense. And I think I'm tired of people just jumping on that bandwagon of, oh, we should have known and all that part. Like, I'm not saying, like, you know, it's disgusting if it is true and if it is the things that he's done for people and whatever the case is. But I'm not going to. If it is true, just be penalized. He needs to be penalized for it.
Definitely, you know, held accountable for his actions. And everybody who was that victim needs to be compensated and treated however they need to be treated. Not saying that compensation always heals wounds or whatever, but it's easier to pay for therapy when you have a check to do that. Mm-hmm. So I do think that's important, too. I also think, too, like, again, back to just being able to care about men, black men specifically, mental health and emotional health. We just seen Cassie go through this whole little court case with him, and it was very fast. Yes. Shit got paid for very fast. And we were all very supportive and very understanding to her and for her in this situation. And I don't understand how we lack empathy and sympathy for Meek Mills in this situation. Regardless of true or not, whatever the situation is, too many people ran to social media and thought that was a funny situation or thought it was something to make light of or something to make a joke about. And again, we got a lot of men who, this is why there's rape culture within our own culture. This is why things don't get stopped when it needs to be stopped. You got a man who somehow some shit came forward about him. We don't know what's going on, why he had to do whatever, or if he did it on his own. And again, if he did it on his own, that's his business. He a grown ass man. It is what it is. But if that was something he was told he had to do in order to elevate, then that is a problem. That's a rape situation. That's sexual coercion or whatever you want to call it. And that is very, very sad. And it needs to be handle. And I feel like this is again why so many black boys go their whole lives without ever being able to speak up and say, yeah, I was touched, I was this and that, this happened. So much goes on and we are so homophobic that so many young boys go up and they never get to say, yeah, this is my story, this is what happened. Because look at how shit unfolded the moment stuff came out. If that was, nobody was like, oh, well, Cassie was back there doing this and that, and oh, this and that. People, we realized like that shit was fucked up, and I don't understand how we can't lend that same sympathy to Meek Mills right now in that situation.
But I think we just need to just stop making it like a bad thing. Like, if you're gay, I think if it wasn't such a bad thing, mm-hmm. or in the forefront of being quote unquote, if it's disgusting or if it's mm-hmm. tied, because you know, even in the 90s, that was tied. Oh, well, you're nasty because you got contracted HIV and you're gay. This mm-hmm. is, and those two like intertwined to each other. I think if we just stop putting some nasty connotations towards yeah. things and be more accepting of, all right, well, this person likes this and that. Why does that bother you? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that's the real question. Why does this bother you? Are you fighting something? And it's okay yeah. for that not to be your cup of tea. You mm-hmm. don't have to be involved in it. You don't even have to discuss in the conversation with it. You don't have to do anything, honestly, if it bothers you that much. And I think that we struggle with that as far as, not like us, but I'm saying as a community yeah. wise, we struggle with that, is not accepting. You know what I mean? And then once it is normalized by somebody deemed as a higher mm-hmm. up, we're like, oh, yeah, this is great. This is mm-hmm. good. My cousin's gay. Mm-hmm. This person's gay. You know what I mean? So it's just like, we need to just stop. If Meek Mills is gay, fuck it. Mm-hmm. He got a new fan base. You know what I mean? If Will Smith was gay, fuck it. It don't matter. It don't put no money in my pockets. Yeah. It don't make me feel no different. The person makes good art.
And that is really the whole point of it, too. Like, that's what we need to focus on and get back to, is the person and their artistry or whatever. Even, I don't give a fuck if Meek Mill's been gay this whole time. Y'all was still listening to the nigga. Y'all still was bumping his shit. You still, whatever your thoughts is on him, you was still listening to his shit and you was still rapping it. And so even if, let's say he is gay, let's say if that is the case and it wasn't no weird shit, it was just him having his fun. Hopefully, whatever it is, it was that. Hopefully, he's just having his fun and it was consensual or whatever. Yeah. But if the nigga has been gay his whole life and you've been bumping his shit, what's changed? Nothing has changed besides the fact that now you're in the know. And now that's the only thing that changed. Nothing in his music changed. Nothing in his character, for the most part, changed. There's not too much of a difference in who he is, like, or who you thought he was this whole time versus who you come to realize he is or whatever.
I think, and I'm going to give a word for our sponsors after I make this mm-hmm. point.
oh, I'm sorry.
I think we just need to stop thinking that gay means less of a man.
Facts, mm-hmm. facts.
And I think that if we get that wrapped around our heads, I think a lot of things will be acceptable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because it's a lot of great people. Yes, they might have a preference on liking the same sex, but they are great advocates for our community. They might be great mm-hmm. advocates in entertainment or anything of that nature. So I think we need to stop getting that, oh, well, you're less than because you like a man doing this to you. No, like, you know what I mean? Because it's a lot of men that allow women to do a bunch of crazy shit to them, and mm-hmm. oh, but he's still manly. No, that's, you know what I mean? Like, cut the shit. Stop having that double standard. But let me give a word to our sponsors.
I feel like with the Meek Mill thing, the reason why people were on him so bad is because Meek Mill sometimes don't know how to shut up
yeah.
when it comes mm-hmm. to certain true. Situations. and he like overdoes something. Like, so when that came out about him, you know, being around underage girls and the Diddy shit, he went on Twitter to say like, oh no, y'all, I love pussy. Pussy this, pussy that. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, you know, I get what y'all saying, like, you know, accept him for who he is, if that is the case.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe that's probably why he was doing that, because he felt like nobody would. What? I don't think Meek Mill is gay in general. I don't know.
I mean, I don't know.
Once I found out people were gay, I don't put shit past nobody. So
I don't really care if he is or not. Like you said, like, his music's still going to be the same and everything like that. So I don't really give a fuck if he is or not, but. I don't know. This is weird.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, shut the fuck up. I just don't like the like laughter, the ostracizing, and the like. It's not, to me, it's a serious situation right now. This ain't shit for us to be making fun of or making light of. We don't know though. We don't know the situation. But like, we can all be like, oh, we don't think he was raped, or we don't think anything happened because he's a man. And I feel like that a lot of times that's how we look at things. We'd be like, well, he's a man. He wouldn't let that happen. It's Meek Mills. He wouldn't do this, or he wouldn't do that. And hopefully, allegedly, or whatever, hopefully nothing happened. And hopefully that is the situation and nothing happened between them. But at the same time, maybe something did. And maybe that was something he got put into. And again, we hear all the time, a lot of men will come up and be like, yeah, I got put into the situation. Somebody kept pressing me, or I got pressed for this and that. And at to a certain point, you want to make it through. And I'm not saying that just means do whatever, but at the same time, we shouldn't be put in those positions where I have to choose between opportunity and my integrity at the same time.
You know, social media, regardless, if he did say, like, you know what, y'all, I am like that, then they'll still tear him to shreds, like, whether he admits it or not. And it is a problem. It is a problem. I will say that.
Niggas, we can't turn around, and not even just with homophobia, with everything, we can't keep turning around and being like, hey, I need to be accepted for being fat. I need to be accepted for being dark-skinned. I need to be accepted for being short. I need to be accepted for being ugly. I need to be accepted for being talentless. I need to be accepted for all these things. And then when something happens to somebody else, we in that moment and we laughing and we pointing fingers and we kicking people while they down. That's lame as fuck.
Yeah. So, like always, like every episode, we are going to leave with a positive message to get through the week. So, what is your positive message to get through the week? Make it short. Make it brief. Because you've been...
I'm sorry. But,
You've been Vince Farrakhan today.
Have I?
Yes.
I don't feel like I have, but I don't know. Treat people the way you want to be treated. That's
a golden rule.
The golden rule, the ultimate message. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Be a reflection that people can bounce off of. Be a reflection of positivity for somebody else, and that way they can maybe be positive. Spread the fucking message. Spread the love. Whatever you need to do in order to make this world a little bit better.
My positive message is, you know, sometimes God deals you the wrong hand, you know, and you might have to work with the hand that you got.
Is this about the little dick?
Yeah, it is. It is. So if you got a little man, it's a place. It's a niche. It's going to be a community. Some people, like Vince said, some people are going to laugh at you while you're saying, hey, my dick is disformed. My dick doesn't look like this dick. My dick is not as big as it could be. But it's a community out there for you. It's an outreach program for you. I'm pretty sure you can get a grant for having a small dick, because it might be a disability. A disability check might be for abnormal dick syndrome. So. So I want our viewers and people who listen to us to really think about all the things that, you know, you can do outside of sexual acts and having a little dick. So if you ever need help, make sure you hit us at Awkward Thinking on TikTok or Instagram and say, hey, I have a little meat and I need help. Please, no pictures, no fucking videos, because I know motherfuckers get weird like that. But yeah, Sharice, anything?
I want to say, you have two choices in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can either lean with it Or you can rock with it. What will you choose today? What will you choose today? Will you lean with it or will you rock with it? That's all I gotta say.
Golly. All right. Thank you for being awkward with us. Make sure you tap that link in our bio. Or you share.
That's not even how we end the fucking show. Thank you for being awkward with us. See you next week. Woo!